There's an interesting question that the Bi'ur Halakha asks in his commentary in the end of Siman Shin Lamed Het. As an introduction to his question, we are reminded of the Gemara that we studied in Shabbat on Daf Mem Gimal. There the Gemara discussed that it is forbidden on Shabbat to take a vessel, a non-Mukseh vessel, and place it to catch the water that's leaking from his ceiling. The Gemara calls that water that's leaking Denech. Now, the reason why that was forbidden was because we were talking about water that was dirty, non-drinkable water, non-usable water, and therefore that water is Mukseh. By placing the keli there to catch it, so what you're doing is you're being mevatel kli mechano. You're now taking a vessel that was non-mukseh, and by allowing the mukseh to fall into it, you're now turning that non-mukseh vessel into mukseh. Because now it's a base for something that is mukseh. In this case, the delech. So that is forbidden on Shabbat. Mevatel kli mechano. You're not allowed to take a vessel that was non-mukseh and nullify it from its state of preparedness, meaning that it went into Shabbat non-mukseh. You cannot change the status of the keli. Different reasons were given for that, not for today's discussion. The Bi'ur Halakha asks, if that's true, then how do we make Mayim Acharonim on Shabbat? Mayim Acharonim, at the end of the meal, we take some water and we wash the tips of our fingers, and now that water goes into a vessel. The Mayim Acharonim is not usable. The Mayim Acharonim we discard. So therefore, origin being the Vatel Kli Mechano, which means by allowing the Mayim Acharonim to fall into that secondary vessel. For that matter, some people have the minhag to make the Tilat Shadayim next to their bed. What do? They take an empty vessel and they prepare water already from before they go to sleep. And in the morning, they make the Netilat Yadayim in the keli. How can they do such a thing on Shabbat? The Netilat Yadayim water also is unusable, and therefore the Chaura, seemingly you're being Mevatel keli, Mechanov. So the Bi'ur Halakha gives two answers. One answer, he says, it could be we're relying on the opinion of a Tur. What is the opinion of the Tur? The Tur holds that in a case where you have that leakage in the middle of the guy's house and it's inconveniencing him, certainly it's going to inconvenience him and be disgusting to him to have the leak all over the floor, so the Tur holds that it is permissible to take a vessel to catch it. Because he holds that this is a situation of unwanted by the person that he wants to sit in that room, let's say. Obviously, we're talking about a person where he wants to sit in that room. He wants to enjoy in that spot. How can he enjoy in that spot if it's going to be leaking all over the place? Now, although we don't hold like this, too, but that opinion does exist. So therefore, we could say the same thing. The guy has to make his Mayim Acharonim. The guy has to make his Nitlat Yadayim. The Tur will hold the Katayla in such a case. You're allowed to pour the dirty waters into such a vessel. Where are you going to put them? On the floor? Where else are you going to put them? So therefore, in such a case, he would hold this mutar. But then the Bi'ur Halakha says that when do we say that waters are mukseh, that are subject to the law of Mevatel Kli Mechano, when intrinsically they are disgusting? Which means they're dirty waters, they're smelly waters. Here, these waters intrinsically are okay. It's just because they have a bad spirit on them. Ruach la'av, the Mayim Acharonim, or Ruach la'av, the Netilat Yadayim. In such a case, that's not considered a mukseh that's going to make the keli mevatel. Which means, the case of the Delef, it was sewage. It was filthy water that's falling from the ceiling. That already is ma'us on its own. Here, the Mayim Acharonim water, or the Netilat Yadayim, is actually clean water, really. It's just that what? We know there's bad spirits on that water. Bad spirits does not make waters ma'us to be considered the vatel kli mecharon. Therefore, it comes out, it is permissible to to make Netilat Shadayim into a vessel, and my Maharim. If you allow me just to read his words, he says, Ve'odner Eli Dezelo Mikri Eru Ra'ui, De'en Alem Shum Isur. There's no Isur on the waters itself. Ela Mepnei Shuruach Ra'a Shura Alehem. Ve'lo Mikri Eru Ra'ui, Rak Im Hu Me'orav Betit, She'yored Min Agag. Only when it's falling from the roof, it's got tar and it's got all sorts of sediment in the water. Or let's say the water, it becomes isur al kupanim midrabanan for whatever reason. Or for example, let's say a case of untied fruit. So therefore, the ma'aseh, it is permissible to make my maharonim or netilat yadayim into a keli, and there's no problem of mevatel kli echano.